Hearings start today in Melbourne, where about 3,000 residents of high-rise public housing flats are in their fourth day of lockdown, and there are growing calls from politicians in all levels of government to improve the services and information people are being given inside. Now, 53 people have already tested positive to the virus in the towers, which are in the inner city suburbs of North Melbourne and Flemington, and local councils are worried about the risk of outbreaks in high-rise public housing in other suburbs. Samantha Donovan has this report.
University student Dima Abdu is one of the residents unable to leave their home in North Melbourne's high-rise towers. She spoke to ABC News Breakfast.
I'm very worried about the lack of communication, especially when it concerns us and we're not being notified. Our building at 33 Alfred has received a letter saying that it's not for 5 days, it's for 14 days. And if we refuse testing, there'll be an extra 10 days. And we would like more mental health support, more social workers, because I haven't seen any, to be honest. And we want more, at least door-to-door or calls going out to people, because I did hear there are people really, really suffering and isolated, potentially also young mothers who also don't understand English or understand why they feel like they're being criminalised.
Peter Khalil is the Labor member for the federal seat of Wills. It takes in some of the public housing towers under lockdown in Melbourne's north.
I'm very concerned. I grew up in a housing commission myself, migrant parents, so I understand some of the frustration and anger that residents are feeling.
He's told ABC News Breakfast he understands the health concerns but has questions about the way in which the hard lockdown has been implemented.
Why wasn't there a reach out to community and faith leaders months ago about communications? There was real lack of notice. People are struggling with basic food supplies and medication. Where are the healthcare workers? Where are the social workers? Where's the mental health support? There's a big police presence. But what about all of that?
Mr. Khalil is urging the Victorian government to take urgent action to minimise the risk of outbreaks in other high-rise towers.
Well, I think that's really important that we look at, or the state Labor government looks at, all the other 47 towers or the other 30-plus towers around the state. And the reach out has to happen now to mitigate some of the worst possible effects or the need for these extreme measures.
Across town, Councillor Stephen Jolly has the same concerns about 12 high-rise towers in the suburbs of North Richmond, Collingwood and Fitzroy. A motion will be put to the Yarra City Council tonight, calling on the state government to test residents and improve the cleaning of the buildings.
There's not enough sanitisers in the laundries and the lifts and the foyers. There's not a policing of social distancing, and there's a lot of fear that they're going to get locked down. So what we're asking for in the motion tonight is for testing, and if anyone tests positive, that be dealt with on a case-by-case basis, not necessarily closing the whole tower down, that we have sanitizers available, social distancing, and of course, a rent freeze if there is a lockdown, and just really to get on the front foot.
Professor Mark Stouve is the head of public health at the Burnet Institute in Melbourne. He says when it comes to containing the virus in the city's high-rise public housing towers, the Victorian government is in an unenviable position.
They have had to react quickly to the data that they have. And any time that you react rapidly to this type of public health emergency, there are always going to be concerns and gaps in the response. So, you know, I have an enormous amount of compassion for the people in those units.
How concerned are you that the outbreaks in some of those towers will spread and perhaps spread quite rapidly?
What is very important now is that the government make sure that their messaging is really clear. This virus transmits through human behaviour and contact between different people. So it's really important that the government is very clear in its messaging, not just to those people who are in lockdown and the importance of, you know, the actions that are being taken, but also that the messaging goes out to the general community about all the things that they need to do to keep the community safe and to support those people in lockdown and in hard lockdown. The general community needs to understand that we're not through this yet, and that it's the behaviours of the broader community that are really important now in terms of preventing the further spread of the virus beyond those areas that are in hard lockdown.
What should that clear message be?
There has been a degree, I feel, of complacency creeping into the community. as restrictions have been lifted. I would prefer to see other states and territories hold back a little longer, certainly to see if there are any undetected localised community transmissions occurring in other jurisdictions. As we've seen in Victoria, things can get out of hand very quickly.
Professor Mark Stouve from the Burnet Institute in Melbourne. Samantha Donovan with that report.